Finally awake, Garway. You had an incredibly awful, just awful reaction to that food. You don't remember, silly. The one my family made for you. It turns out humans can't really eat that sort of stuff. So, you kind of passed out cold. It's been like... I'm not really good with time. Someone said something about a few weeks, but it was a while ago. Don't worry. I've been taking care of you. I've been feeding you actual food now, giving you lots of water, among other things. Honestly, I was completely content to just admire you like a little trophy in my room. But I was starting to get lonely, and, well, I missed you. Anyways, to the important part, if you'll listen. You know that I'm part succubus. I never really trained my magic, but sometimes if I want something bad enough, it just happens. Well, I really wanted you to wake up. And you did. You don't think that was magic? Maybe not. You're such a party pooper. Here I was, all hyped up, thinking that I'm super cool and like a witch or something. And here you come to just be like, oh, now I just woke up. You could give me a little credit. I've been taking care of you after all. Rude. Whatever. Be like that. And here I was with your water ration for the day. I guess you won't be needing that now, since I'm so useless, and you did it all by yourself. Oh, who cares if I'm the one who gave you the food in the first place? I've been making up for it, haven't I? Oh. It looks like you do need something from me then. Are you gonna say please, or are you gonna be a butt? There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Gosh. It's not like I really needed you to. I could have made you. I could have used my magic. Because it is real. I can make you give in to any whim or wish that I have. Are you serious? You are on thin ice. If it wasn't so hot down here, I'd say literally. Speaking of, how are you? Well, it's like totally too hot for humans, and, well, you were always sweating. I thought about moving you to a different part of the cave system, but I didn't want to walk that far to take care of you already, honestly. Don't give me that look. You're totally bringing down the mood. And where do you think you're going? You have got to be joking. After everything I did for you, you're just gonna walk out? I took care of you. I thought we were friends. And I already told you it was an accident. Why are you being like this? Yeah, well, we're a bunch of slimes, and God knows what else is down here. It's not like we're exactly used to having human visitors. I already told you it wasn't on purpose, and you're like totally being an... I shouldn't say, but it's very rude. Which you are being. Thank you. Apology accepted. Now, won't you sit down? Let me take care of you, okay? Just as I have been for however long it's been. You can take a bath now if you want. I mean, I have been keeping you clean, but I'm sure it's not the same as what you'd do for yourself. Right. What's wrong? So now you're appreciating me. Well, don't worry. Like I said, it was totally fine. We're friends after all, so... You know. You would do it for me. Hopefully. Not that you'd know how to take care of a sick slime. Not even sure I can get sick. I haven't yet. But who knows? Maybe that part of me that succubus can get sick. Hungry? It's human food. I promise. See? I told you. Slow down there. You're gonna get like a stomach ache or something. Well, you've already proven that you humans are so fragile. Nothing wrong with playing it safe. Unless you wanna end up with me taking care of you again. Do you? I'll take your prolonged silence, maybe. Say, are you planning on leaving? I know when we first met, you just wanted to get out of this cave, but... Come on, we've bumped into each other so often now. I think if you left, I'd be... like... way too sad to function. You wouldn't want to make me sad, would you? Of course not. So... won't you stay? Just a little bit longer. And I can't help but want you all to myself. Is that bad? I'm glad you feel the same way. I've grown attached to you, I guess. What can I say? You're pretty great, after all. And, like, totally cool. Or whatever. Well, anyways, is there anything that you need? Anything that I can get you? I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. We haven't known each other very long, but I wanted so long to meet you as someone like you. I studied everything there is to know about humans, and I wanted so badly to be like one. And then you showed up, and it was like a miracle. You were perfect. You are perfect. You're everything I ever could have imagined and more. I just think that if you left me alone, I would feel completely and utterly empty. I wouldn't know what else there is to do. Yes, I have my troll friend, but this is different. I care about you in a different sort of way. Not like how I care about her. Are you understanding what I mean? Do I have to say it? I hope that you care about me the way that I care about you. Deeply and utterly. Do you? Sorry. No, it's all right. You've just woken up and you're exhausted and tired and hungry and thirsty, and I shouldn't be unloading like this onto you. Just pouring out all my emotions all at once. Especially not when you're vulnerable like this. It's not right. I'm sorry. I'll give you time to consider what I've said. Until then, you are a guest and still, always, my friend. I will take care of you for as long as you need, and I do hope you'll stay and keep me company. I hope that one day I can have you all to myself. But until then, even if it never happens, you are still a totally cool person, and I only wish to see you thrive. Show me a smile. Beautiful. Perfect.
Lovely.
What's wrong? Why are you grabbing onto me like that? You grip hard. Your handle... Stop it. What's wrong? I don't know what that means. You have to use your words. I see. I need to convince you. Our friendship has had so many benefits already. You really need more. If you need more convincing after everything I've done for you, I feel as though I should be offended. And all the sucking and liking and fucking wasn't enough. You've stuck that cog of yours inside every part of me. If it wasn't enough to convince you, then I would be the best option. Spend your time. I'm afraid there's nothing more I can do. So, you need to make up your mind. I don't enjoy being played with. At least not like that. And it would be so totally awesome if we could be more than friends. But it's totally your call. Already? You like me giving you an ultimatum? How cute. It's making your cock twitch. Fine. I can give you a little taste of what it is you're missing, but when I'm done, you're going to give me your answer immediately. No more games. Deal? Good. That's more like it. How about with my hand? Well, it is a tease, remember? I can't give it all to you. Not all at once, silly. I have to remind you what you're missing. To make you want to come crawling back to me. I have to make you want to beg, even if you're usually the one making me beg. Does it feel good? Imagine how much better it would feel if I were all yours. You could use me any way you like. Unload yourself in me any way you like. Make me beg, make me cry, make me come. Whatever you want, and I'm yours. As long as you're mine, that is. Oh, I forgot how much I miss that face you make when you're getting close. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I can't help but want to touch myself, too. I love making you feel good. Look. I want you to come for me, okay? I want you to come for me. Oh, you're gonna come, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Look at the mess you've made. No, I can't say I didn't enjoy it. I'll leave you to think it over, but it would be totally awesome if you agreed to be all mine. Think of all the fun we could have. Think about every corner and piece of furniture we could walk on. Think about what it feels like to be inside of me. And once you've thought about it, over and over and over again, then you can tell me if you've changed your mind.